Okay. So I'm going to have to end a little bit early. The family's having a masiba. I messed up with the night or the whatever. So it's Hashem. We're on page Yud Zayin of the Psicha. Das HaSvirus. Koichen Shal Neviim. The whole limud of Pnimis HaTorah is the avoid of Medamin Tzur L'Yoytzva. Medamin Tzur L'Yoytzva. Adam L'Elyoin. That Adam, man, a human being, has the ability. Not only does he have the ability, because the tachlis of a Jew in this world is to be mashlim, to perfect our tzura, our way of life here in this world. But the tzura sa'odam also, meaning the right, the left, the center, the head, the feet, the whole tzura sa'odam, and the tzura of our way of life, to align our lives with the tzura Lamalo, the Adam Ha'el Yoin, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachal. The way to do this is through the 13 Midas and through the 10 Spheres. The 13 Midas and the 10 Spheres, primarily what we're going to be learning is the 10 Spheres. Each one of the Spheres is a code to enter into that alignment of heaven and earth. When a person reaches a madrega in this avoda, that's called tzaddik yisod olam. Tzaddik yisod olam. We learned last week that kol, the word chaf lamed, we've spoken about this many times over the years, that kol hanikur b'shmi, ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz, that the demus of a human being, b'tzalmenu k'dmusenu, that the demus of a human being actually becomes a merkava, becomes a chariot, upon which kivyoch the Shechina can rest. And therefore, in order for us to engage in this avoda, we must learn the sod, the secrets of the spheres, the avoda of the spheres, this avoda. The meaning of all of this is that Akash Baruch Hu made a guf offer, that a physical, a clump of dirt, Akash Baruch Hu exhaled into this clump of dirt, Anish Meschayim, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu was a kol yochel v'kol olam yachad, the neshama and the guf, which is the bracha we make mafli la'asos, and in order for us to be able to make this connection between ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz, the tzaddik is kol ki kol b'shamayim v'aretz, in order to be able to do this, we have to understand who we are. What is an Adam, what is an Adam, and how is it possible that this Adam can be Mizdam L'Elyon? What does that mean? And that's the avodah that we're talking about. This limud of Pnimiyus HaTorah is not just to gain knowledge, it's the tachlis of how we serve Hashem, of our avodas Hashem. And we spoke a little bit last week, about the Talmud Dvar, about the Ramak. So on page Yud Zayin, on the bottom, V'omnen palmim rabos margish Adam she'en lo kol kesher v'shaychus l'chachma zu. One of the hardest things when you begin to learn this chachma is that it sounds like it's not practical. And what's the kesha? What shaykhis do I have to this the way that Hashem runs all worlds and all the shtalshlus of the olamis and how Hashem created everything? What's the kesha and shaykhis do I have to this? Ve'no meivin mahat to'elis b'yidiyas darche chachma zu. And what benefit is there for me to know, other than it's interesting and it's exciting to learn something new, but what's the toilus? What's the lamaisa of learning about the hanhagis ha'olamos and the spheres and the hishtalshlus of the worlds and the spheres? What's the tachlis? What's the toilus of all of this? The ketzed zeh yashpi'a of lamaisa, and how is this going to change my life, lamaisa? Therefore, the purpose of this sefer, b'chibur zeh, boi ma'anu lahadil lagalas keitzad hanhagis Hashem Yisbarach Hashabara manigis olama be'esha asfiris v'arpatzuf v'mekol chalkeim. We're going to learn in this sefer how the hanhaga, the way that Hashem runs the world through the spheres, and we'll see what the patzufim are later on in this sefer. V'yesh behem mashmos maisis, next page, that there is very practical meaning. And very practical impact on every single thing that we do in our lives. On every moment of our lives, everything that we do. And this we can understand from there are a number of ways of seeing this. Aleph. Hakaras Adam is Rotzon Hashem is Baruch Himenu, b'chol ha'omek v'ha'hekav. To fully understand each person individually, what is it that Hashem wants of him? What is a person supposed to do in this world? Beis. Hakaras Adam is Atzmo. For the person to know who he is. B'chol Rav De Navsho. All the different layers of himself, of his soul. It's only to be found in this Chachma. Gimel. Mudas Atzma Shiesh L'Odom B'chol Ma'isav Ha'alichayisav. The self-awareness that a person develops. That every single thing that he does. Every single step of his life. Dalab. Kash. And the significance. Like we're learning in the Hakitzer Radanu. Dalab. Kash Ha'odom Makir Usat Hagis Hashem Esbaruch. When a person learns and understands how Hashem runs the world, he's able to develop a deep and rich connection to Hashem, and also with other people, to understand who I am and who he is, who that other person is, what is a person. The person is able to have a much deeper understanding of the whole kesher between a human being and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and between human beings, one another. When they shul makir is called Rav De Nafsho b'chol kel chelkeh, because he understands, he recognizes all the different layers of the soul and all the different chalakim of the soul. V'navi kan, so what he's doing here now is he's bringing kama dugmos. Yimash Harachnim is abifnim. Really, he's going to develop this fully in the third maimer. Just a taste of what we're going to be doing, and to understand the nafkimin, when a person begins to understand the different chelke hanefesh, according to the different layers and the chalakim of the neshama and the spheres. Kol adam b'chol ma'ase shehu oseh, every person, with every single thing that we do in our lives, every single thing that you or I do in life consists or takes place through the five layers, the five chalokim of the neshama. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and yechida. Everything, from the simplest act to the most complicated act, everything takes place on these five levels. Shema mashpiyim v'hayoytzim esamayse shu oyse. That are mashpia, and that bring about this mice that the person is doing. The third maimer, we're going to talk about what's the difference between a nefesh, what's a ruach, what's a neshama, and so on. The case novirak is tamsis hadvarim sham, just to bring a little bit of the tamsis of what's being discussed over there. Hanefesh hi mokam hatayvis, umakaymahu bekaved shekuloi dam. The nefesh is that part of us that is most connected to physical, biological, physiological existence. And it's the source of taivas. Omakoyma, and it's the main place to which it's manifested, is the kaveh, the liver, shekulo dam, which is mostly blood. V'achelek ha-chiyuni ha-besisi shel ha-chayim ba-adam. And it's the most basic level of human life. Haruach mishkan b'leiv. The mishkan, the place of ruach, is the heart. V'imokam hamidus shel ha'adam. And that's the place of the midas, of our midas, our characteristics, personality. Haneshama shari me'al ha'adam. The neshama is me'al ha'adam. The mind. But to which a person is able to have thoughts that transcend things that are physical. And then there are the two madregas that are the most mysterious, that are called Chaya and Yechida. They're They are the highest parts of who we are. From where does a person feel a sense of accomplishment, a feeling of satisfaction? Where a person is able to feel a tanug, an oinig, a pleasure. The root of what a person wants, the rotzen of a person, the sherish harotzen, shakol haritzani sheyesh b'lo, which is the yichidah, that place, which is the sherish of the rotzen of all the ritzainis, the will of all that a person wills, and the desire of all that a person desires, the deepest point of will inside a person. V'yesh lo havi b'zeh dugma shetamchish inyin zeh. So he gives just a very simple example to bring this point out of how everything that we do takes place on these five levels. Kagon kasha oda megila beisa. A person comes home. V'abayis ena mesuda. He comes into his house and the house is a mess. It's not mesuda. V'margish shematzav zemafilo. And this matzav bothers him. He's upset about this matzav that the house is not neat. Yesh b'zeh chamisha habeitim v'roivdim shaynim. There are five ways of seeing this, levels. That could be the cause, or a combination of them, a cause of why this person, why is he bothered by this? Why does it bother him? Why does this lack of order? Why does this bother him? Why is this upsetting him? And to the degree that a person is able to analyze himself and to understand, where is this coming from? Why is he upset? To that degree that he understands it, he'll be able to solve this. He'll be able to get to the bottom of it, and he'll be able to modify it, to change his behavior. So he's using this example of Chayser HaSeder. Aleph. Sometimes it's just bothering him on a very basic, practical level. He can't really get things done the way that he would like to. Because things are not in order. And that affects what he's able to accomplish in that place, whether it's at work or it's in the home. This is something that's affecting his nefesh, that on the most basic level of life, it's affecting him. It's getting in the way of what he wants to accomplish, what he wants to do, because there's a problem with the seder in the house. Therefore, the solution to this is making order. And if the person who's there during the day can't, so then to try to figure out somebody who can, or to do it yourself, but to make a seder, to make order. Nowadays, they have professionals that they're organizers, professional organizers. You could hire someone that can come to make seder. The inyan here is that the person practically is not able to manage because of what's going on in the house. And that could be, that's something which on a very basic level of nefesh is upsetting him. And the solution to that is very basic and very simple. It's to make seder. But that might not be really what's really bothering him. Of course, he might say that he's just annoyed because it's a mess and he can't work here, or he's having some clients that are coming and he's embarrassed. He might say all of that, but there's something else that's going on. It could be just, it's a matter of not nefesh, but ruach. Ruach means midas. It could be that he's mekana, that his brother doesn't have a situation like this. When you walk into his brother's house, it's a mechaya. It's kina. It's blushed kina. Other people he knows, everything is mesuda. So the main thing is not that this is affecting his work or that he's tripping. That's not the main thing. The aesthetics, that's not the main thing. The main thing is in his ruach. This bothers him. Here, it's not just a matter of putting things in order. That's not going to change the deeper problem that he has. El l'sakin is hasherish, which is midas akina. He has a deeper problem than things being out of place. The problem is, he has this ugly midah of jealousy, of envy, and this needs to be addressed. This needs to be worked on. And how does one work on that? So the avodah, this is just an introduction. So the avodah would be to be mizboinein on the other milas that he has in his house. There are many things in his house that he's proud of. Again, that's not curing the deeper problem of kinna necessarily, but but on the level of ruach, to overcome this feeling of kinna, he has to look at what he has and the brachas that he has, and to fill himself with the hakaras hatov for what he does have. Gimel, pomim zemafilo be'esak ha'torah v'hamitzvah suleach halasik b'torah beglal chayser ha'seder. Sometimes it could have a spiritual. He's being spiritually affected by this. That as a result of the lack of seder, he's not able to concentrate on learning whatever it is. Beglal chayser ha'seder nishes emurilo mishalvas ha'nefesh lo v'chadayma. It takes away a certain feeling that he has of tranquility, that it stares him, that things are a balagan, and as a result of that, he's not able to concentrate on the more important things in his life. So here, this lack of seder is reaching already a place that's called the neshama. The chelik haruchni in the person, the ruchniistic is a part of the person is being affected. Now we're already talking on a deeper level. We're going to a deeper level, of the deeper levels of Chayin Yechida. That it could be that what's hurting him is that he feels that his wife doesn't respect him. He feels that he's worthless. He feels a certain sense of worthlessness. That my wife doesn't respect me, she doesn't treat me as a person who's worthy of a different type of a home. She could make more seder in this place. This could be better, or the kids, whatever it is. There's the feeling of choysa ha'racha klapav mitzad beiso. L'chein lo torchem l'sadu b'shvila sabayis. Therefore, she won't even go through. I'm just using an example of husband and wife. She won't even go through the trouble of. I'm so not worth anything in her eyes. I'm so nothing in her. And this could be very deep, going back to when he was a kid, and it usually is. That I'm so worthless that she's not even marach me. She doesn't value my presence enough to be machshav of me to make a little bit of seder. That after a whole day of work, that I come into the house and there should be masuda. This is already, we're talking here about madregis of the neshama, because that need for kavod, that need to be valued, that need to feel that you're worth something, we're already talking about a deeper part of who a person is. Because this was the kitruk of the malachim against man's creation, bechlal. That man is worthless. That man is worthless, and this is something that reaches deep into the ego of a person, to the neshama of a person. Especially, the sin of kavod is connected to men more than to women. It's a very, very deep sugya. Umokam avoyde b'zehul haven shechoyser haseder ena behechrich nevem choyser ha'aracha klapav. This, the tikkun here could be just to try to analyze the situation and to talk to the person and to come to the understanding that this is not coming as a result. The lack of seder here is not because the other person doesn't value me or because I'm worthless. But there are other cheshbonos. There are other things. And even if that is a problem in the home, to be able to look at yourself in a deeper way and to find value in your life, despite the fact that person isn't particularly marsh of you, that doesn't mean that you're worthless either. These are much harder avoiders. Dal, v'yesh mokam sheze yochel hafriya mitzad achelik anali yoyzer, shemachma sheyesh choyse seydu, humagiyel achoyse menuchas anefesh. The person, because of this lack of seydu, is not able to find within himself. He can't even, it's not even clear to him why, but he doesn't feel a menuchas nefesh in his life. He doesn't feel a menuchas nefesh in his life. This part of oneself is more mysterious. And he doesn't feel a menuchas nefesh. Akedekach, you'd have a person that, because of such a thing, feels that his life is horrible, his life is miserable, it's not worth living. It touches something very deep inside of him. Umeloch al kas, it can cause tremendous anger. And he's trying to work on kas, and this feeling that he has, he can't identify it. It's just he doesn't have this menuchas nefesh, and as a result of that, there's more anger in his life, and that generates more anger. This could touch something very deep. Why is this? They call nowadays a trigger. Why is this triggering such anger? What is it about this that's triggering such anger? And this could be a sod in who the person is. What is it? Or something that happened to him? And the tikkun of this might not, this very likely will not be solved just by fixing up the house. It's not just a matter of putting the toys away and getting things in order. This requires much more internal work. Because the tikkun here depends upon a person being able to come to a place of menuchas nefesh despite the matzav that he's in his life. Because there are going to be things in life that are not going your way. So to be able to come to that nekuda, menuchas nefesh, where the things that are not going your way, don't stare who you are, that's already a higher level of tikkun. Again, we're talking in the world of chai and yechida, which we're going to get much more to later on. And sometimes it could be that the person feels that this is undermining his entire shlichus, his whole point of being alive. And he sees that his purpose in this world, for instance, is lahamit talmidim chadaima, to teach, to have talmidim. Umach meskach sheish choyse seidu ma'acher l'shiv chadaima, and because of that, he's not able to accomplish in his life what he wants to accomplish. He feels that this disarray in his life, this lack of seder, is staring him, and he's not able to accomplish what he wants to accomplish. It causes him, for instance, if he's a teacher or a rebbe, he wants to give over Torah, and he's coming late to shiurim because of the balagan in the house and so on. Here, it's not so much the lack of seder that's bothering him. It's mashenigrim ketotzoa mikach. It's the result of the consequence of the lack of seder. Zehaf roberovid yosagavoa shuchelik yichida. This could be something which is already touching yichida, where the person feels that my whole tachlis in the world is being stared by this the conditions of my life. My whole ability to do what I want to do in life is being stared by this. And this is a ratzon hasharashi, nekudas achaim, the very nekudas achaim of who I am. You know, I think a much better example of this, a clear example of this would be that if chas v'shalom, a person is married, I'm talking this marshal of husband and wife, and it could be that as far as the inyan of seder, that's not one of her strong points. It's not a strong point. She's not musudar. It's not a strong point. And as a result of this, he begins to feel that I made a mistake marrying this person. It was my whole life is a mistake. I'm living 30 years. Now, I'm living 30 years, and I married the wrong person. There was the other girl in the neighborhood that I should have married. She's Masuda. I married the wrong person. And even though it's just she has a lot of other milas, but there's something about this that is for some reason, again, whatever that is reaching a part of him that causes him to question the biggest decision he ever made in his life was to get married and to marry this person. And now he begins to think that had I married somebody else, then all of the dreams and all of the ritzoinis that I wanted to accomplish in my life, I could have accomplished. But because I married the wrong person, what I want to do in my life, I'm not able to do. All that I wanted to really accomplish in my life, I'm not able to accomplish. Ad kedei kach. And of course, this person sitting and talking to you as a friend and discussing with you how I came to the house and it's, you know, I'm living there for 30 years and everything was completely a wreck and the kids were not ready for bed or whatever it is. Well, it's only 30 years, so it's not little kids anymore. And everything's upside down and it's dirty and she doesn't put the food away and the chule chule. All of these things that are... And instead of it just being a practical question of how we can get the house organized, and is there maybe we could afford at this point in life to get you some extra help, something like that, it somehow touches a part of the person that is questioning the whole kesha between them. And as a result of that, he begins to think, had I not married this person, I would be a different person. My whole metzias would be different. My whole existence would be a different existence, and I would be able to accomplish. I would have accomplished this. I would have done that. Who knows what I would have done? So you're just listening to this person talk about the mess in the house, and you're saying, you know, thank God I'm doing well, and I'm happy to spend a couple hundred dollars a week to get you a girl to come help. You know, like where are you going to this? Where are you going to this whole big? Any intelligent person would never say that because he understands that there's something much, much, much deeper going on here. There's a much bigger problem in his life than the lack of Seder. And the lack of Seder is something that just is triggering this feeling of, that with a person pushing, doesn't know on the most basic level who he is and is this what I was supposed to do in my life and why did I marry this person and so on. So this is just a tiny example of self-awareness and self-understanding of what, and as we begin to learn on a deeper level exactly how the nefesh works, again, this is a very elementary sefer, but on a basic level, what's nefesh, what's ruach, what's neshama, what's chaya, what's yechida, and how to be able to identify and to connect different behaviors in our lives, different things that we think about, different things that we feel, different ways that we act to different parts of who we are, and to understand that The solution here, for instance, this last guy that we were talking about, the solution to this problem is not having the house in better order. So even though you're a good friend and you paid and you gave him a couple hundred dollars to get a girl to come clean, that's not going to solve. That's not it. It's just something which is triggering it. What it is could be coming from a place of the deepest part of who he is that feels unhappy and unsatisfied with his life. And there are many, and there are different things that are there in his life that unleash those feelings, whether it's unworthiness or meaninglessness. But it's not because the house is a mess. That's not the inyan. The inyan is something else. So a person has to try to understand what that is, and to be mizboinin within himself, and to understand who he is. Obviously, there are people now. The whole profession of psychology is to try to help a person in this way. But when psychology is not connected to Pnimius HaTorah, there could be many, many mistaken conclusions. Therefore, it's a very big bracha that we have now, the Baruch Hashem. There are many therapists who are together with their study of secular psychology, they're learning Torah on a deep level to try to understand what is it that's going on in Ruchnius. And Pnimius, what's happening to the person. So the only part of Torah that teaches this is Pnimius HaTorah. That's the only part that really teaches it. Even though, of course, when you learn Musa, you're talking about all the midas, but you're talking about on the surface. Again, you're talking about more how to deal with a specific problem, more locally as opposed to getting to the shoresh to get to the root of nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, and to try to get to the essence, to the core of the problem. That's why you see there are many times that you saw, but at tzaddikim, there are things that they're there would be some sort of a problem in a person's life, and the tzaddik would say to that individual, would tell him, but you need to work on a certain aspect in your avodas Hashem. In other words, there's a problem with you're not focusing when you put on tefillin. You don't have the proper kavanas when you put on tefillin. And the outsider would say, "Was a shaykh guy? He's talking to you about his problem, and the Rebbe is talking to him about his tefillin." Because as you begin to learn deeper and deeper, especially in the Shaar Kavanis of what the meaning is of tefillin, then you recognize more and more the connection between tefillin and what this person is going through. And the tzaddik understands that there's a problem in this person with tefillin. Because tefillin is the or of tefillin, the light of tefillin, is deeply connected to that part of who he is. And that part of who he is suffering. Something's wrong with this person. And he's suffering in this area of his life. And that the tzaddik, the big tzaddikim can see, that has to do with tefillin. Or he's not making brachas the way that he should be making brachas. And the person on his own doesn't know what's the connection. I should make a better bracha, or to give more tzedakah. It's not just a matter of schoolers, but the tzaddikim were making these connections between what this person was going through emotionally, psychologically, and the connection between that and the 613 mitzvahs that correspond to who the person is. That whole mivneh of the person, of the tzuras adam, is the 613 mitzvahs, and the tzaddik is able to understand. The tzaddik knows that this issue that the person is having is coming from this place. Probably, I would say the greatest expert in this area in the world, as far as Talmid Chacham, is Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg in Kfar Chabad. That this, hands down, there's nobody that even comes close, in my opinion, to his that godless that he has in making these connections between Pnimius HaTorah and psychology and so on. It's unbelievable. But that's the Chachma. That's something which is part of Chachma, of this Chachma, of Pnimius, to be able to understand that. And that's why we're going to see, I'm going to have to leave, I'm sorry. That's why when it comes to every Maaseh Mitzvah that we do, all the mitzvahs that we do, also, every mitzvah, depending upon our kavanis, sometimes a person's kavanah is on the most basic level just to do the mitzvah the right way. You know, nefesh, and then it goes ruach, neshama, and chai, yechida, of how that person's connected to that particular mitzvah. And how one can do, and that you might have seen in the Lashem Yichus, that, you know, that I should be able to do this mitzvah, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, with my entire being. That's the meaning of kikol b'shamayim b'varetz, with my entire existence. My whole existence is participating in this mitzvah. That's nefesh, ruach, neshama, chai, yechida, is invested in this ma'aseh mitzvah. And in doing so, you're able to make that connection between above and below. All right, to be continued, Mr. Shah. And I apologize for the abridged shiur. I have to follow my instructions because I want my life to be mesudah.